This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
You're with Vectis Radio on FM 104.6. Something that the council have made people aware of and they've put in place is something that I think is magical and much needed, and giving lots of people support, is the cost of living. There's lots of details on our website, but we're going to get a whole load more now because we've got a lady that's come in from, well, just across the road there from the council. Is it Steph?
It is, yeah.
So tell us, what do you do at the council?
Hello, Ian. My prime job is customer service.
How does that fit in with the cost of living?
Well, it encompasses a lot, to be honest with you. So we have to have a knowledge, basically, of most council services and specialise in some, but not all of them, of course. But we all are very much aware of the cost of living, and we're very much aware of what is out there for our people on the Isle of Wight.
So this time that we're currently in is a real struggle for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine, we can all only imagine how tough it must be. Mm. And there's probably a lot of people out there that have no idea that things are available to them. So the first port of call could be coming in to see you at County Hall?
Absolutely, yes. And The core team, we've been doing it quite a long time now. So we know how to identify. So, for instance, if someone comes and they're discussing that they can't afford their food, which does happen a lot, we know how to refer them through to Help Through Crisis with our colleagues in the Citizens Advice. We will then go on to ask them, you know, are you liable for council tax, to pay council tax? Have you applied for local council tax reductions, local council tax support, any discounts? So it's down to us as a team to identify the needs in people and do our very best to get to the bottom of what we think would help them.
Okay, so for instance, people out there now struggling, they're listening, they're thinking, right, okay, what's my first port of call? I'm going to pop in. What happens? Yeah. What can they expect to happen? Because, okay, there might be people out there that are... not wanting to do this in public. So what's the first thing that happens?
Okie dokie. Well, the preferred route is by appointment, to be honest with you. And I can give the appointment line number so that people can do that. Having said that, there are a lot of people that do just pop in, and we will do our very best to, you know, help them on the day that they come in. But it all depends on the time of day they come in. So if they were to come in between 12 and 2, it's not always possible to see them straight away, but we could ask them to pop back, or we'll make them an appointment. And if someone wants total privacy, that's not a problem. We do have interview rooms that we can call upon. But most people, actually, to be honest with you, once you sit them down at your desk, they start chatting to you. And, you know, I have only been asked for a private room once.
Oh, wow.
Actually, in all those years.
Yeah. Okay. And you didn't mention how many years.
36 years. Okay. I've been working.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Not and all in customer services, but the last 20 are in customer services.
So what you've got is, and I know you mentioned a team of people that with you, they've all got vast amounts of experience.
They have.
Been through this before, they know exactly what to do, how to treat people, and
exactly,
so on.
Exactly.
So it puts you at your ease straight away. So if you are listening, you are struggling, don't struggle yourself. Make that phone call, or you can pop in, make an appointment, and so on. And then you'll have somebody that talks to you about what you can do. So just say, for instance, pluck something out of the air. We're struggling with our food bill. What advice can you give us?
Okay, so basically there is the food bank, which is accessed by Help Through Crisis. So that's not something that the council directly do, but we work with Citizens Advice, we work alongside them. So if we identify a need, we will tell them how to access it. Now, not everybody is online, but an enormous amount of information is online, various websites. But we do have a phone link to Citizens Advice. And also, if their phone is busy, we can send them an electronic message asking them to contact that customer, you know, by the best method possible. And then they will go through the process of applying for the food bank via Help Through Crisis.
So the point to make here is no one judges. You know, this is help, and it's proper help, and it's the help is given by people that know the situation, and they are there to help and assist, not judge, and so on.
Absolutely.
And you've got to feel comfortable, and obviously you make people feel comfortable.
Well, that's what we that's our intention, and we do we get up for work every day because we love what we do, and the vast majority of what we do is helping people. So anybody can come through the doors at the customer service centre at County Hall, appointment or no appointment, and we do need to help them the best we can.
Can we list a few things? I mean, we've mentioned food. There's assistance for... And I was really surprised the amount of assistance that is out there for people that are really struggling. It's not just food. There's electric, gas and so on. So what other things are available for people that they might not even realise that there may be assistance for?
Yeah, yeah. There's via the financial side of things with council tax and... others, I'll talk to you about that in a minute, but a lot of people don't even realise that they can apply for reductions with their council tax, and they can apply for assistance with housing costs as well, but that is a bit more involved because that's for people of a pensionable age that can apply for housing benefit. People of a working age have to go via the UC, Universal Credit route. Okay. But we identify regularly, you know, you'll say to someone, well, do you live on your own? Then they're obviously going to be able to apply for the single person discount. And they could possibly qualify for further reductions down the benefit route. Just yesterday, I helped two people that weren't aware that they could claim help for their council tax.
Does it surprise you how many people say... I didn't realise I'd get assistance with this.
Yes, yes, sometimes it does.
So is it important to point out that you may think that you're not going to be qualifying for much or even anything, but the best way to have that is have it confirmed. Go in and find out. If you are struggling and you're on your uppers, then there will be assistance for you. It's just a case of, you know, going in, introducing yourself, and hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll get some assistance.
Yes, because if we don't know the answer at that moment, we will do our very best to find out the answer. But between us, we usually, you know, we can signpost to the right agency, or we can tell them what's available via the Isle of Wight Council. Mostly financial, to be honest with you. That's what we mostly do.
I know that recently you mentioned financial, and I know that I think we were running a campaign because there was some money that you could get off your electricity and gas bills.
That's
That had a date time on it.
Yeah, and that was also direct from government, so that was GovUK. And a lot of people, the vast majority, they were getting their reductions via their service provider. So whatever company you were with, it was automatically added or taken off your bill.
Is that going to come? Because I think there was a deadline of that. That was in May. That's gone. Is there something else? Is there something else coming our way?
There are other government schemes, but I'm not really qualified to advise on that. But what I would do if I had someone come into the office and ask me, we do have notes on what's available, but because it's not really our field, we would check the website for them and then explain what they need to do.
And you'll point them in the right direction?
Absolutely we will, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's brilliant. Now, look, you were going to get your glasses out and read something then, because just tell us what you were going to read.
Oh, no, I just got... well, basically, you know, apart from the everyday things that we do, which is council tax benefits, it's enormous what we do. Blue badges, I don't know if all your listeners are aware...
Okay.
But we did identify someone the other day that probably would benefit from a blue badge, but they'd never, ever thought of asking for one.
Oh, wow.
So we gave them the application and we advised what they need to do, make that appointment to return the form. There's many occasions. We deal with bus passes as well. And we just do our very best to get the help to the people that need it.
And, you know, bus pass might not necessarily... I mean, just say, for instance, if you may be driving, may not be, it may be expensive and so on, you're thinking, well, I've got to drive because there's no other way, you may be entitled to a bus pass.
That's right.
So that's going to keep the cost down, and all these things are going to help.
Absolutely, they add up. And when you're talking to a customer, They explain their situation, and it helps us identify further anything else that might help them or make their life a little bit easier. It's really quite vast, to be honest with you, and it could, not everybody's got access to the internet, but that's where we come in, because a lot of our customers do go onto the internet. The information on the website is phenomenal, but when people aren't that sure about what to do, they will just pop in and see us, and we can go through and identify what needs they have.
Yeah, sometimes people just like that face-to-face, don't
they? A lot of people like that, yes.
And what I'm getting from you is a really good vibe. I would feel, if I was struggling, I was on my uppers, if I was sat with you, I'd feel like somebody's put an arm around me and given me some help and assistance.
Oh, well, that's really nice, and I have actually done that, because I had an elderly lady last week that was in a very bad emotional distress. And, of course, it upsets me.
Of course.
I don't like to see that. So I brought her back, and my aim with that lady was to sort her problem out, which I did, and see her leave with a smile on her face.
Wow.
And she did.
Aww.
And it was, to me, it was worth getting up that morning.
Yeah, you know. That's worth an MBE.
I wish.
What else have you got on your list there that I haven't asked you?
Well, I've got... I've already mentioned about money and food, help through crisis. There's always citizens' advice, which we do refer a lot of people to citizens' advice, whether it be debt advice, which, you know, has increased. A lot of people come in for general advice regarding, you know, consumer issues. We've also got Age UK that we can refer people to, or the customers can go directly to Age UK. They don't need to come to see us for that. I did mention the website.
You didn't mention the telephone number.
Oh,
are you allowed
right.
to give that out?
Yes, of course, yeah. Well, I think the best number, first of all, is the appointments line.
Okay.
So the usual Isle of Wight code, 823134.
823134.
Yeah.
So if you phone that number, that will take you through to an appointments line. Somebody will answer it and say, and all you need to say is, hey, look, I'm struggling, or I'd like to talk to somebody about getting some advice, and they will set up a time and you can, you know, start the ball rolling.
That's right.
But make that call. Mm. I mean, don't suffer in silence. Don't sit at home thinking, oh, I might be, I might not be. At least if you talk to somebody, they'll confirm whether there is some assistance available to you. And if you're struggling, really struggling, there's a good chance that there is some help there for you.
Yes.
At some point. You'll point them in the right direction.
Yeah, we will. And everybody's individual, aren't they? You know, no two problems are the same.
No, absolutely.
But obviously someone's come through that door for a reason, and we're all very much aware of that. So it has to be our priority to sort that customer out. And if we can't do it through our knowledge base, then we are like a bridge to other services, so we would be able to signpost them or make contact on their behalf.
What's the most common problem you've come across in the last year or so?
Well, it's an eternal problem, and that's the benefits, the housing benefits and council tax benefits, to be absolutely honest with you. There are criteria set down by the government for the, you know, qualifying for it, but I have seen it increase over the years, the applications, but I would say struggling with rent and struggling to pay their council tax. So I know that the council tax they're restrained by law of what they can and can't do, but there are schemes like if people didn't realise that they can ask for 12 months instalments instead of 10.
Okay.
This is again something we would identify for them as well. And we would put that request through for them. So, and council tax reductions have increased a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so, and...
So don't sit in silence.
Exactly. It's
a case of there is help out there. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I don't think the council get the credit they deserve. All this is available as help. And I think maybe we should, you know, stop being a bit noisy and criticising and use what is there and it's available and it's helping and supporting people. So that's the most important message today. It's there. I mean, I'll point out as well that it's on our website and it takes you straight through to the page you need, because I don't know how easy or how difficult it is to find it on the council website. So we've made it really, really simple. Click on our website, click on the cost of living, and there's a link that you need, and it takes you straight through.
Yeah, we've also got that Ian. We've got yes. No, just the more access for customers have, the better.
Yeah.
So whichever way they are happy to go via it, we've got the Connect 4 Communities website as well, which is super. You click on that, and it will come up with lots and lots of options. I haven't made a note of all of them because there's just so many, and I'm not overly qualified to comment on all of the options available because some of it comes under the government. But if someone, we're acutely aware that not everyone's got access to the internet, and that's basically where we step in, to be honest. And we signpost people, like I said, get to the bottom of it. This is why we come to work every day, because we want to help and we want to make a difference. And that's what we do.
And incredibly, I mean, you've been there for 36 years. Other people have been there, say, in some cases, longer. Mm. They've got lots of experience, and that's all they want to do is help.
That's
and
right.
Just remember that there is help available. So yeah. Ring that number or pop in or go to the website, council website. There's obviously a flag on the front, cost of living. Click on it, takes you through. What's that number again?
The number is 823134.
Brilliant. Okay. It's really, really good to meet you. I'm hoping you're going to come back because it wasn't such a difficult time after all,
no,
was it?
No, it was fun.
You don't want to go back now, do you?
Well, I do, actually. No, honestly, right. It's been a pleasure to meet you as well, Ian.